All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned to Simplified Complexity, a relationship podcast.
We want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always grateful when you would take the time to listen, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. It is an honor that you would listen and join us today. And I actually want to highlight a review from iTunes from Queen JJ Mom, and it reads, "Great topics, fun, thorough, and detailed. Thank you for keeping it biblically based, always wrapping it up in a way that brings us back and into the Word of God." That is awesome. You too can go to iTunes and leave a review, and we'll be sure to give you a shout out on the show. Also, right now, I am planning for a 2019 book tour. And so if you are interested in me coming to your church, if you are interested in hosting a conference at your church, either one, go to the website, simplifiedcomplexity.org, for our contact information. So we're kind of picking up on a topic that we started. We're really excited. We have your lovely wife here.
Yes,
hi. Kristen McDonald. Say hello.
Hi, how are you?
So we were talking about relationships and kind of that process of, she's over here cracking up. It's okay. You can let people hear you laughing. She's like trying to hold it in, like, right. I don't want them to hear me laughing. But we were kind of talking about, how do you kind of tell someone you're not interested?
Right.
Or how do you break up? And so the first episode, definitely go back. That's already up. So you can listen to that one where we talked about, you know, if you're seeing someone maybe within a week or a couple of weeks or maybe even 2 months, how do you kind of tell them you're not interested?
Yeah.
But now we're talking about, okay, you're in a more committed relationship.
Right.
This is maybe something you've been seeing somebody for like a year, 6 months, 2 years.
Right.
You've definitely gone from that friendship to more of a courting relationship.
And so
we talked about that. If you listen to us for a while, we have data collecting, and then you shift over to more of a courting relationship where it has a clear commitment involved in that. So what do you do there? That's probably one of the hardest times to tell somebody, like, I'm not interested. Now, I think that depends on what happens, but still the emotional toll that it takes.
Yeah.
Even if it's somebody, no matter what it is, you know, when you've invested 6 months, when you've invested a year,
that time,
you've probably really envisioned, you know, you've had time to say, I can see me marrying this person.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that's hard. So let's kind of go there. What do you think, Kristen?
Well, I always start with being nice first.
Yes.
And the truth, because they deserve the truth, but be nice with the truth. You feel me? Tactful in your truth. And so I would start there. And like I said before in the previous podcast, if they don't get the hint, sometimes you have to be a little stern. And don't continue to lead them on. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Don't continue to do the same things you were doing in the relationship, because that's sending mixed signals to that person. And so I know this is a hard, hard topic, because breakups are extremely, extremely hard, especially as you have more time invested.
Right. I would say in the words of the great philosopher Christopher Brown, it's never a right time to say goodbye.
I cannot.
But yeah, it's really not. There's never a good time to tell someone goodbye. You know, and in this area of life, like I said, you're more invested, so you're more tied down to this person emotionally.
Yeah.
Because you know, in a year's time, you've been able to build stuff. You've been able to build memories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've experienced things with each other together.
Exactly.
And now, you know, to come to this point where you're not feeling interested anymore, or you know, you're having to initiate this breakup, I think another good thing to do is you just have to, like you said, be honest with the person. But I think it's also, this person deserves to know, you know, kind of why this breakup is happening.
Right,
exactly.
You know what I mean? What, like, was it something that they did? Was it something that you know, maybe you weren't just all there? You weren't ready as you thought? You know, I think, you know, at this point in time, people deserve that.
And that's a clear difference between this stage and this type of breakup versus telling someone you're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, when you're just kind of dating and it's a week, a couple weeks, you don't need too much of an explanation.
Yeah.
Right.
But at this stage, you know, you're right. There, you got to give more there.
Right.
And even if it's a hard breakup, even if it's a really bad breakup because they did something. So let's say she cheated, or, you know, whatever it might be, or he cheated.
Right.
In that situation, it might be like, get out of here. I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Exactly.
You know, peace. But then after that, you do want to have closure. You exactly. do want yeah. to, there is that time where you might share a little bit more. And one of the things I was thinking of is because it's such a difficult process, and what happens with a lot of people is because they've built this connection, though they know all the signs, the red flags are there. Mm-hmm. They've gotten those signs. They find that they kind of break up together. And that lasts for this weird long time to where you've wasted more time. You've made it even harder than it could be. So right. I believe having an accountability partner, having somebody that you can trust, you can communicate that even within your relationship before you break up, you know, when you're starting a relationship, you should have somebody there that you can confide in, that's God, that can give you godly advice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so they're able to help you with your thought process as you're thinking about breaking up with somebody. You can right. share that with them. They can give you counsel, and then they can hold you accountable. Like, no, stick to it. This is what we talked about.
Right. I think a good thing, you know, what you said, just being accountable or whatnot, but really mulling over and thinking about why you aren't interested in the yes. person. You know what I mean? Because once you really get to that point and really start to thinking about, you know what I mean, you really start to go over the processes of like, okay, you know, this is what they did, and this is what rubbed me wrong, and so on and so forth. But as you think of, when you think it through, you come with that explanation of exactly what happened.
Well, you might even come to a place where you realize that, whoa, actually, I'm tripping.
Yeah, it's not exactly. that serious.
Or that person, that friend, that accountability partner will say, you're tripping. You need to make the adjustment. It's not him. Right. It's not her. It's you. Exactly. And then you're like, oh, dang.
Right.
And so there's a growth process there.
Right.
Because sometimes we're breaking up for our issues.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. our mess.
Yep, our baggage. And I say, though, but when it is a legitimate breakup for a legitimate reason, I just say you should probably keep your distance for a little while, because I just think that that's just so unfair.
Ooh, that is
to,
good.
I think it's unfair to drag somebody's feelings along and emotions along. And I'm guilty of that before Keontae. My dating life is not that long because we started dating at 17.
Right.
But I did do that with this guy, and we were together for about a year before we broke up. Me and this guy, and after I broke up with him, we stopped talking for a little bit, and then we started talking again. But I sincerely was not interested anymore. I was just interested in maintaining the friendship.
Yeah.
And so we were talking, and then I started dating Keontae. And so I had to tell this guy, you know, I'm dating this new guy. I really like him. I think we should, you know, seesaw communication. Right. And he was like, you're just gonna fall in love with me again. And you know, he was really
right.
He was really, really hurt. And so I'm like, no, it's not that. And he didn't take the hint. So I had to go to the stern route.
And it's almost like a double breakup, because because
I led him on. I kept continuing the conversation. Yeah. I kept making him, you know, think that I was kind of still interested in a way. I could see how I did that a little bit.
And then that's what it is. There's the breakup with, look, the door's still open. There's still this possibility.
Right.
When you, and now I'm going to go with you just a little bit. We can talk about that. Because I think at this stage, because you envisioned this life together, and it's now it's more difficult to keep this friendship.
Right.
Because that does give that mixed signal. Uh-huh. And then for the other person, you're just keeping yourself vulnerable. So if I'm the person that is really interested and the other person is breaking up with me, if I keep that connection,
maybe I can get back in there.
Right. Now I'm setting myself up possibly for failure.
Right.
And this is such a tough one, because every situation is different. So as you're listening to this, please understand that every situation is different. That's why, whether or not if you're the one breaking up or if you're the one being broken up with, have counsel, have somebody you can talk with, because there are plenty of long-term marriages that have gone through process. And as a matter of fact, you guys talked about your little breakup.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying, I think there's relationships that have a breakup process, but eventually get back together, and they go on to have a beautiful
fruitful
marriage.
Relationship.
Right.
Great marriage.
Yeah, and so it's so tough. So, you know, I'm completely cutting somebody off, it doesn't necessarily apply to every situation.
Right.
But I believe it's more difficult to keep a friendship when you know that it's like, no.
Right.
Like, I know, like, no.
Right. And I say, be prayerful, use your discernment, and use your wisdom whichever way you go, because God is not a God of confusion, and he won't steer you the wrong way. But make sure you're hearing God's voice and not your friend's voices or the TV's voice or whatever other voices
that
are out there.
Or that other woman that's talking to you in your
voice. Exactly.
Right. I think another thing is, you know, just being clear in your decision, and you know, clear telling somebody. Just taking back like what B just said about our little breakup. We were having a discussion before we started the podcast about once upon a time when me in our early stages of me and Kristen dating. We've been together for 10 years now, but this was I'm talking about what first year maybe. Yeah. I don't remember exactly the exact story, but I think that I sent you an email or something like that saying that I was breaking up with you. But I did it, like, I did it just to kind of test, just to see, like, okay, if I did break up with her, you know, how would she take it? Like, would she be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, you breaking up with me, then I'm cool off of you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was young and immature.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, but, you know what I mean? And she ended up getting, like, really angry at that.
Yeah, I was upset.
Yeah.
Very
you know what
upset.
I mean? But that's, you know, that was on my part, my bad, because, like, okay, if I even was thinking about breaking up with you, like, I needed to be more, like, that's a serious thing. I needed to be more serious and not just kind of play around and flirt with the, you know what I mean, just throw it out there. Yeah, just throw it out there to see what's going to happen, you know, because now, you know, that could, you know, moving forward as we stayed together, that could have really kind of did some damage.
And like, what if I would have just been like, whatever, you know, it's over. Then we wouldn't be here today, maybe.
Yeah, we'd be married, yeah.
Right. So that's why, you know, that's why you just got to, that's where that counsel comes in, that accountability. You know, you just gotta really be sure, you know what I mean? And if you are sure you do break up with somebody, you have to be clear in that, you know what I mean? Where you're not leaving that door open and not giving that person like this hope, like, oh, right. You know, let me fall back for 3 months, but I'll make my great entrance, you know, after that.
Right. Well, now there are those times when it's just you're looking for clarity,
right? Or a break,
and that's exactly what I was gonna say. So you're not sure, and so you wanna kind of take a step back. To possibly take a step forward or completely cut it off. And those are moments where you're communicating all those things. And so if you're listening to this, hear what we're saying. You're going through a process of really wrestling with what you're feeling, what you're going through. So that way you can clearly communicate that. And then they're able to communicate it back. And so there are relationships where it's like, you know what? Let's take a break for a little bit and let's come back and see. Mm-hmm. Then there's other ones where it's really clear, like, no, it's not going to happen.
Exactly.
And I have a scripture I want to kind of give. And I feel like this definitely applies. It applies in all situations, but more so here where there is sometimes a animosity when there's a breakup at this stage.
Right.
There is a anger of you did this, you did that. I'm tired of you. You know, so normally there's a little bit more emotion when you're breaking up after being together for a year, 2 years.
Exactly.
And so the word says this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. It says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. Mm-hmm. And one of the key things that jumps out to me about that is we want to be careful. Even if somebody is wrong, we don't have to be nasty. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Exactly.
And so still, as in your anger and your frustration, still look for how do I allow my anger? So this is actually the same scripture that says, be angry, but sin not.
Uh-huh.
And so there's nothing wrong with being angry. Right. If somebody's cheated on you, if somebody's betrayed trust, then yes, there's anger there. There's nothing wrong with that anger, but we don't want to sin in our anger.
Right. Yeah. Don't be petty.
Don't be petty. And so we want to be constructive.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do I break up with you in a constructive way? Even though, as you said, sometimes you have to be firm,
exactly.
But you always want to start nice. I like
exactly.
how you kind of said that. So that was kind of one thing that I saw.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that. And for the record, we have never actually broken up because he said he was just playing at that point. And I don't know, but he said he's just playing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but with everything, like I said, even when it comes to just breaking up and when it comes to, you know, I mean, just even coming to that place and coming to that thought of like, man, I may want to do this or I see all the flags and I see everything that's pointing me towards this direction. You just, you know, you're speaking just about clarity, you know, you want to even make that clear because I think a lot of times, not necessarily that you're ghosting a person, but you can become, what's the word I'm looking for? More like reserved, more closed off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not properly communicating to that person. Yeah. Now they're just feeling like kind of out in the open, like, okay, well, he ain't been calling me. He ain't been texting me. Is he cheating on me? Or, you know what I mean? Like, where's he spending his time? So you just want to, you want to be clear and communicate that if that's what's going on.
You know, it's something that helps us to communicate with important issues. And so you can take this no matter what you're dealing with. If it's an important issue that you need to communicate, married, not married, with relatives, with family, is write down your thoughts. journaling.
That's good.
And that way, because it's so easy to get into a conversation, especially when it comes to breaking up. You know the red flags. So right now we're going to deal with the person that they know for sure, like, this is not it.
Right.
But they still like the person. As a matter of fact, they love the person.
Right.
And that's even harder when you love somebody, but you know that it's not meant to be. Then that can be really hard. And that becomes that part where you prolong it, or you kind of break up, you're together. And so writing out what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and even having it there as you talk. So that way the conversation doesn't go all left, because it's so easy to get there and you have your mind exactly what you're going to say. And then it's like, whoop, like that's right, gone. Right. Like, you in there, I'm sure you guys have been there, right? In a marriage, I'm sure you've had some things you really want to communicate, and all of a sudden you sat down to start it, and then forgot. It ended, and you're like, dang it, I didn't even talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And don't let them drag you into a fight, an argument, not a fight, because I hope you're not fighting, but an argument. Don't let them drag you into an argument. Just stick to the point and stick to your points and don't be dragged to left field. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. You know, because sometimes we
people will bait you into that argument.
To do that, so.
And that's where actually some people are in jail.
Right, exactly.
Because they were baited in. Right. And so, you know, those are those breakups where it's like, we in public.
And if you're on the receiving end, right. I was going to say, if you're on the receiving end of a breakup, just let their no be no at the end of the day. Just take it as a no. You don't have to keep being extra or keep trying. Right. Just take it gracefully. You know what? You know, even Jesus was rejected, but he took it gracefully. And so I just say, take it gracefully.
I agree with that. I just think that the same scripture applies.
Uh-huh.
Don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so you're hurt. Maybe you wanted this relationship, you're confused, whatever it might be, or maybe you're the person that cheated on them and you know, I don't know. But the thing is that, let's just say the person that you're hurt and you really wanted this relationship and they're like, no, I don't want it anymore. Well, you still want your anger, because you're angry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you still want your anger to not be sinful. You still want it to be, you know, positive.
Uh-huh.
And because you never know, well, what's going to happen down the line.
Right.
And so if you are this nasty, mean person, then it totally might close that door.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. You know, you just being thoughtful. You know, you just really got to think those things through. I think a lot of times, like, when stuff happens, we just don't think.
But with that, I don't think there's anything wrong with really kind of, if you... Can I be honest?
Yeah.
If you're really
this
like,
is real life.
You love somebody. You've been with this person for a year, 2 years.
It
you
hurts.
Vision your. It hurts. And so if you're really kind of like, you know, let's work it out. Because I don't know who said it. Somebody phrased it like, you know, just let it go. Like, what do you mean just let it go? Like I love her.
I invested in
her. Yeah.
Put
that's my boo. You know, I'm calling her baby. So it's like that can be much harder to just let go. So if you're going through that process of really just trying to make it work, I can see in that stage where you're trying a little bit harder. I can see maybe it's a week later or a day later and you're giving flowers and making those extra attempts. Because there are those situations where relationships have gone through those breakups and something great happens.
Oh, they're doing the makeup breakups thing.
Right. Or maybe you really didn't get it and now you're like, okay, I get it. And so you're trying to communicate that you get it. And so I'm not going to tell somebody just to completely just fold and be like, okay, well, all right, peace. You know, I guess it didn't work.
Yeah, they're entitled to their emotions. But don't keep going, though, after numerous amounts of times.
Numerous, yeah. You know, once she is, it's
don't,
pretty
don't
clear.
Don't cross over to the weird lane.
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of that, too, you can't feed into that situation like that, too. Like, okay, they broke up with me, so I know next week they're going to be here. I'm going to make sure I'm there, too.
But that's, I'm speaking actually from personal experience, you know, where I've had my heart broken and that was hard.
I'm just kidding.
No, but it really is hard.
Yeah.
You know, you really do want to, you've invested so much. And so you do go through a process of trying to repair it.
Right.
And, you know.
Sometimes.
But at some point, you do have that peace. That's where that counsel, that encouragement, that community, even for you, comes, you know, involved and is important. So.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, any last thoughts?
No, I think that I pretty much had all my thoughts.
I would just say my last thought. It's really not more so towards the person that's... that's doing the breakup, but it's the person that's getting broken up with. I think a lot of times we can kind of go into a dark place, you know, per se, if we're getting broke up, where we just think things are wrong with us, or, you know, nothing's going right for us. But just to remember the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, like, you know, God has plans for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And his plan isn't for you to be hurt or go into this dark space just because, you know, this relationship didn't go right. You know, there's so much of an upside to life that you have. So don't let this be your period, you know.
Right.
Your sentence is going to keep going.
Oh, I do have something to say also. And if that person broke up with you, it's not the only person in the world at the end of the day. And it might feel like that at the moment or for a couple of months or whatever, however long it takes you to go through the process. But that's not the only person in the world for you. And God has a foresight that you don't have. And there is probably somebody for you, or many people, you know, there's many people that you can meet and many people that you can hit it off with. And one of those people can possibly be your husband in the future, or at least, you know, somebody that you could learn something from in another relationship.
And that's so much more encouraging. Like we've had the episode, and so you can listen to it where we talk about the one, or, you know, the one,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know,
there are multiple,
but that's right. More encouraging. I don't want just the one person out there and have to search out of all the millions and billions of people. There's only one, just one out of the billion.
Right.
Like, that's depressing. Like, that's I have a better chance of getting the lottery.
Right.
You know, but if there's many,
and
there really are, you know, many people out there that are love God, that are a good match.
Right.
And so be encouraged.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, Kristen, do you want to close us in prayer?
Sure. I'll close us in prayer. Lord, Father God, as we gather here today to do this podcast, I just thank you for the listeners out there, and I thank you for the people who are really trying to seek God in their relationships and do the right things in their relationships. I pray that you just keep them encouraged and keep them listening to the podcast. Have them to have other people to listen to the podcast. Surround them with godly counsel and things like that, God. I just pray all these things in your Son Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. In the house of the Lord. Yeah. It's what you come for. Come on. Stand up. Put your hands up. Make some noise. Party with me. It's a family reunion and my family's with me. I'd rather be your people, I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.